This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
Okay. As I was saying, yes. First of all, both the committee and the board need to just acknowledge that that these things are being paid outside of, you know, the typical committee to the board process, which I think they've already done with regard to payroll and then the related deductions, but has not been done officially with regard to the bond payments and the state revolving loan payment. And then after that, I think just make sure for accounting purposes, make sure that they still are presented on the list of invoices so that, the committee and the board understand what amounts are going out the door every month, but not necessarily approving them for any items that are on this list of things that happen outside of the committee process.
So they'd be listed as informational items only?
Yes.
Right.
That seemed to be the outcome of yesterday's meeting or discussion, that whatever expenses are being paid that we are not showing recorded in our reports will be included as.
Yes, sir. Understood.
Okay. That was the only part that was transmitted to you on Frank's report, right? The rest of the items are skipping over.
Yes.
That is
okay.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Christian, why?
Christian's not here today either.
Okay. And Merritt Stierheim had on here the Vince Brown reduction in pay.
We'll have something to you all by the time we meet again.
Okay. And Patty Nelson, you're recognized.
Okay, thank you. I think that we've already covered our reach out to DMS. We have several things included in the board materials regarding the some information that they sent to us on workforce reduction and the kinds of the processes that the state of Florida uses when those kinds of things happen, so that could maybe be a guide or a resource, not just workforce reduction, but some other human resources types of documents. So those are provided for reference and later use. And then Melinda already talked about the management personnel, people who are on salary, working whatever hours it takes to get the work done. I think that the DMS people indicated that anybody who's not a career service employee in the state of Florida is kind of expected to get their job done, but that issue has luckily not had to be kind of dealt with head on. And that really kind of concludes that bullet, unless anybody has any questions or Melinda, you would like to add anything.
All right. Thank you, Patty.
Hmm?
Any questions? Okay. Francis.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait. No. Sorry. I have three more bullets.
Okay.
I've reached out to some board members. I haven't really gotten any updated scope statements. So for those to whom I've already spoken and those to whom I have not spoken yet, if you could make sure that you update your scope statements so that we know what you're working on and can make sure to keep it in our system to get reports and to get the information back from you to make your work, you know, count for the board. Please do that and feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, if you have other things that you would like to work on that you think you could help with that come out of the meetings that we have, please feel free to contact me and we can just develop scope statements or additions to your current scope statements. And then financial integrity ordinances. We spoke earlier and each board member was encouraged to look through the current Opa-locka financial integrity ordinance and identify any areas that you might want to change or you think need to be changed. In doing that, we have a couple of references for you in the materials. We looked for financial integrity ordinances in other municipalities in Miami-Dade County and found the City of Miami has a financial integrity ordinance, And then the City of Miami Gardens has some financial policies that kind of encompass the same types of ideas. So those are included in your materials if you'd like to reference those as you review Opa-locka's current financial integrity ordinance for your comments and suggestions.
Thanks, Karen. Francis?
Yes, thank you. We did meet last Friday, Patty and I, with Charmaine from 2:30 to 5, and I thought it was a really constructive meeting. I hope Charmaine felt the same way. I mean, we went through a lot. The objective was to try to just clear up as many questions that we may have had on our end as we move forward in order to eliminate having to do it maybe at the end. You know, we talked about formatting, you know, explaining the document in front of people, titles, clarification of terminology, outside contracted services versus other employment. So we went through not every single, but pretty darn close to every single item, trying to get a format that makes sure it flows and that the same information is provided in each budget. We also kind of clarified with Charmaine the kind of questions we would be asking and what we'd be looking for in order for her and her staff to have some upfront work done so that, you know, we can kind of move forward on this. We talked about totals versus revenue and budget. We went through a lot of issues, which I probably can't remember all of them right now. The big difference items, you know, what is, why is it such a huge difference between one year and the next? Being able to explain by department what increases this budget has, because, again, that's needed, and where the decreases were. And I think, Yvette, you kind of alluded to that as we move forward, that that's kind of the kind of explanation that you're going to provide. So I thought it was a really good meeting. Charmaine was helpful as always, and that I felt like we got a lot done. I was really encouraged to hear that the city was going to be meeting, or the departments were meeting, I believe, this past Monday evening and Tuesday morning to go over the budget. So I kind of wanted an update from maybe Charmaine or the city and how those meetings went.
Yes, please.
They were rather bittersweet. There were some instances where we had to explain to, like I said, some of the directors that their salaries were being reduced. And let me explain. I've reduced some salaries for a few directors, but that's not the reduction that I was talking about across the board. In other words, that reduced amount will be what's plugged in to receive the additional reduction. And so, you know, how would anyone take that? It wasn't necessarily the most pleasant meeting, but they were happy about the fact that we were at least proposing returning back to the 40-hour work week. And even with the reduction, on top of the reduction, a lot of the directors wouldn't see the 20% that they currently have now. And so we went through the budgeted items. We had them to explain to us how services would be affected, if at all, by the reductions or the changes. They were all able to do that. We had conversation about, you know, their wish list in the event that we receive a large, you know, amount of money from a benefactor, what they would want to see within their departments. It was effective, and I think it was very fruitful. But, you know, as with anything else, it wasn't. None of them walked away like skipping, but they were all, you know, at least comfortable with the fact of where we were going with the budget. We expressed to them that they weren't being singled out, which I think some of these departments thought that they were always the kind of the ones to get the hatchet. We explained to them that it was a citywide effort for us to kind of all take some of the discomfort. Some of the directors even offered a reduction in their salary so that those monies can be reallocated to their staff members who had not previously receive raises. So I think overall there were fruitful meetings. No one threatened to leave.
And Yvette, you know, those are the kind of meetings we have up here. And, you know, they can be really, and I just want the city to, I mean, when I talked to Charmaine, you know, that's what we do up here, so that it wasn't feeling like we were, like, you know, interrogating or going deep. I mean, that's kind of, you know, what we do up here, and at times it's pretty painful. But you learn a lot from it. You know, I think the departments learn, you know, they know what they do, but, you know, in order to do anything, you kind of need money, you need a budget, you need a plan. And I think it's going to be really helpful for you guys in the future to do this kind of work. But if this hasn't been done before, I don't know if it has. You know, I always know when mine's coming. I'm about to get into it right now so you can prepare yourself. But it's definitely a worthwhile exercise. And I was really, really glad that you guys were doing it. And, you know, I didn't suggest it at all. So after I met with Charmaine at the end of the day, she told me you guys were going to do this. And I shared that with Melinda, that I was really glad that you guys were meeting and discussing this, because I do think it would be helpful.
Thank you, Frances. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Frances. And Jack Egan.
There are no updates on the labor union agreements that I've received notice of.
Okay. We will be working through staff on the additional task assignments and the scope statements update. I know Patty indicated that she's talked to several of the board members to get an update on each of their assignments. So relative to the next scheduled financial emergency board meeting. Oh, okay. Bless you. I think with Frank not here today, and we need to make sure that we've got the contracts review committee poised to approve any expenditures for the city, that we need to consult with Frank on his availability for the next meeting. I know we also talked about doing a two-day workshop in detail of the budget, and there might be some opportunities. I was just looking at my calendar to see what there might be the week of. Got quite a few things happening in November, so we probably ought to check. I'll have Joanne check everyone's availability and try to make sure that we can coincide our calendars so that we've got the benefit of everybody's participation. So if you don't mind, we'll not set the meeting like we traditionally do today, if that's okay with you guys.
Okay. Ms. Cordell?
Yes, ma'am.
I know we're talking about the meeting, but I wanted to mention this during my report, and I apologize that I did not. I don't think that I do it justice in terms of talking about the dedication and the support that I receive from my staff. I cannot tell, and I will, of course, share this with those who are not here, but I cannot express to you all enough how above and beyond they have gone with respect to this situation. And it's sometimes, you know, laughable to them when they hear comments like, you know, they need to make sure they're putting in all the hours that they can. And they'll come to me and say, they don't get it. But I really just wanted to personally thank each and every member of my staff that's here and let you know that in spite of everything, I really appreciate your dedication. I appreciate your commitment. And if we continue to do what we have been doing, we will get through this together. And should there be any concerns that you have, as always, I'm available for you. And I just wanted to put on the record how much I appreciate you and thank you all for everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Yes,
absolutely. Okay. City Commissioner, Mayor, I believe you're the only remaining member of the commission. Would you like to come forward and say a few words? Thank you. Good afternoon. Ah, yes. He knows how to operate that.
I have it now?
Yes.
Thank you
you're
very
on.
Much. Okay.
Thank
and
you.
I want to say thank you to the board and what you all are doing, certainly, and as Ms. Harrell said, we're going to get through this. And I also, too, want to thank, and I try to keep them encouraged, the the supervisors, keep them encouraged and let them know that we cannot do it without them, mm-hmm. and let them know. Now, thank you, Mr. Patterson and Ms. Williams and
Council.
Why I call you? You know who I think you are? Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'll tell you after it's over. But anyway, Ms. Nelson, and you are Mr. Patterson, aren't you? All right. And, of course, to our own attorney, we can't thank you enough. I thank you so very much for everything that you've done. One of the things that I am concerned about that I heard you say when we were you were in your meeting, you said, you referred to the Miami Herald. The Miami Herald said something, and then you asked the manager concerning that. I did not think that you all would take your information from the Herald,
right?
You know, instead of saying, okay, I heard what they said, but let me, if I want to say something, but you quoted the Herald. The Herald said, and then she had to come and answer something that you all said. The Herald said, so I just want to, if you all are here every day, you have our books, and so I would not want your questions or your challenges or whatever you do to be governed by what the Herald said. So if you all would, yes, sir.
I'm just going to respond because I hear these kind of comments all the time from actually various groups even within the police department.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just going to point out how important it is to at least publicly when you hear something or when something is put out there publicly by the Herald or anybody else, that you're obliged to always bring forth correct information to address incorrect information.
I see.
So if you were to totally ignore it,
uh-huh.
you might not be doing the other people who don't read the Herald justice.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is it's how you discuss it, because the reality is we're here to serve a purpose, and I think Merritt said it very bluntly. It's all about the community, no matter what position we occupy. And I say that because I think every now and then we all sometimes forget that that's what it's all about. And the reality is we should all make the effort together collectively mm-hmm. to be as straightforward, as transparent, and as progressive as we can so that the people that we do serve, whether they read the Herald or not or whether they hear this meeting or not, they at least get a sense of the dialogue that's occurring here so that we can put out accurate information.
All right. Certainly the people is, because they're the one that elected us, certainly. I just didn't want, you know, well, Mama so-and-so said so-and-so. What you say about that? That was, I just kind of.
I don't want that either.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. But otherwise, thank you very much, and safe trip, safe travel back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, members of the public, anyone want to speak? And if you could, identify yourself.
Dorothy Johnson, 13724 Northwest 22nd Place, Opa-locka, Florida. Former commissioner in the great city of Opa-locka. My notes, if you give me time, you don't have a clock on. So my notes is going to be suggestions and clarification. Last meeting I had a couple of rumors and set the record straight, but I'm going to put about 7 items that I want you to be aware of it and then consider. From 2007 to 2014, selected by the commission, I served as the chair for all of city managers, and we had a lot of candidates come in. Matter of fact, Mr. Vincent Brown and our last that I participated in was one of the candidates that all of the commissioners interviewed. So we did have that. The reason why you really don't see a lot of the citizens in these meetings, because a lot of our citizens work, we have formulated a citizens advisory. We call it 33054 movement, and it is growing. Last 2 meetings, we had about, the first meeting, we had about 18 citizens. Last night, we had about 10, and we normally have via looking at the broadcast on OPA TV about 50 to 60. They tried to do a teleconference last night. No way. I just can't do this and do that. So we have a lot of, because I tried my very best to try to stop some of the rumors. The citizen that started collecting names for a petition, for recall, I don't think that's the right way. I think that we should work together as a team. And working together as a team, we will be able to give our suggestion and not let our comments go on deaf ears. So we'll counter on that page. Some of them disagree, but I think the one of the majority that agree is on the same page. We're not going to please everyone. We can't solve this together, but our elected official that we elected, we're going to work along with them. I am still, and I think I brought this up the last meeting, I'm still concerned of the method of notifying the general public. Now, today is October the 27th because it's my wedding anniversary, so I know that. And thank you very much, 43 years. Now, with that, I need you to put your notice where we can get advance notice. I try, and a lot of us, we send pictures, we send text messages out. I don't do the Facebook, I'm not there. But we try to get as much information out to the general public so they will know. But after most meetings, we have a meeting after the meeting, and we share notes. On the water meters, in my tenure as a commissioner, I'm concerned with the monies that we spend, taxpayers' money spent with Johnson & Johnson that has supposed to replace the water meters. I need someone to tell us, where are we on that and what happened? Also, we brought in, through Commissioner Jordan's office, a team of technical support for Miami-Dade County. And one of the areas that we really looked at was HR during that time. And that's how we came up with the personnel handbook. That's how we came up with the hurricane plan and everything. So instead of spending money for consultants, maybe that will be a good idea for you to consult with the commission office and maybe get some technical support. One thing that I kind of stuck with me is the auditing. From 2002, I think during my 12 years being on the commission, I only recall two auditors. And it was maybe a perception to the auditors that they worked for the staff, but really should be reporting to the commission. I can say honestly, from 2007 to 2014, the auditors have come and present their findings to the commission, and it's up for the commission to take the corrective action from that point. I mentioned the last meeting about accountable papers. I would like to know accountable, account payable. I know it was removed off the agenda. We, the citizens, I don't want to have to pay to get information that I pay as a taxpayer or that we pay as a taxpayer to gather research. So I would like to know at least the next meeting, when can we look forward to have the account payable put back on the commission agenda? I heard last evening at the commission meeting that there is a shortage on the police officers in the city and they are leaving because of the pay. So if we're having a shortage on the police department, I'm hoping that when you all recommend or when you look for final approval that that's not a department that you're looking at, because we are getting a lot of inquiries from citizens that are saying they are seeing a lack of community policing. So I want to make sure that you're aware of that. In the interim, I've gone out, and I don't have enough research on it, but I did go into the Florida statute, and I looked up the easement. And it appears that 25 feet of any municipality have an easement or right-of-way that they can put infrastructure or whatever. So I have a concern when we are trying, especially in the financial situation that we're in, trying to purchase land. I know on Carroll Lane, because I've met several times with them in my tenure, and on several of our meetings, the whole team from on Carroll Lane came to the commission meeting and was willing to work along with the commission so So I don't know where did we drop the ball. I said we because we as a community. I am not speaking as a commissioner. I am speaking as a taxpayer. So I'm trying to find out where did we drop the ball with that. But I know from what I've read that there is a 25-foot easement, and is that enough land, or, and maybe the attorney and staff will research and see, and if I'm in error publicly, I'll come back and apologize, but that's not my job to do. I'm just that it came to my attention, and I know that it came up previously, and I want to make sure that you're aware of it. Thank you very much for allowing me this time and not rushing me. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hi.
My name is Colbury, and I'm a former employee, and I would like to address some issues. The first one being that, well, let me give you a little history. I came in through Career Force with unemployment. I was the assistant to the city attorney at that time. His name was Joe Gala. I've worked under Calvin Baker, David Sheverton, Ed Brown, Steve Shiver, and Yvette. I was recently terminated, and when I called to find out about my final pay, I was told that it was not presented to the board and that it had to come to the board for me to get my compensation. So I am here asking for my compensation because I need my money. How soon will it be before I can get my money?
Madam, hang on just a minute. Yep. Madam City Manager, is that something that was brought before us in the payroll, or is this a contract?
I'm presuming what she's speaking of is her payout. The payout that I've been instructed months ago that because of the financial situation, we weren't actually effectuating payout. There are several individuals in her same situation. What we had previously discussed was that as the financial situation actually improved, and specifically, I believe, we talked about the initial influx of ad valorem, then we would begin to look at a payment schedule in terms of the payout. In fact, I think Ms. Parchman indicated that the payout that is the payout amounts up until the, I believe, the last terminations have been budgeted. It's just that right now it's on paper. So when we're in the position, which of course we will be prayerfully soon, to be able to effectuate the payouts, we will begin by the person who was terminated, I guess, in the furthest time out, and then work our way up to the present.
Would you spell your last name for me?
A-L-B-U-R-Y. How does that help me in the meanwhile? And then there's just one other point that I wanted to point out to you. In the process or coming up to me being terminated, I was kind of put in like isolation. And in the process of being put in isolation, I discovered after termination that the reason that I was placed in isolation was because I was too friendly with the state, the county, and Mayor Steinheim. Why would I be, what kind of stuff is that? What? Okay, but meanwhile, financially, I would like to know how am I going to get my money, and if you're going to terminate me, when you terminate somebody, I'm thinking that along the lines of, you know, you're going to terminate somebody, and I don't have a problem with the termination. I was promoted, demoted, isolated, all of that kind of stuff. I don't have a problem with all that. I have a problem with how am I going to manage financially when I'm looking for a job, and you know that you're going to terminate me, but you don't give me the money that I'm entitled to. It's not that I'm asking you to give me something that I'm not entitled to. I'm entitled to it, so when you know you're going to terminate me, make sure that you have the funds ready so that when I walk out the door, I don't have to come back, and you don't have to deal with me. So I just need my money, and ASAP, please.
Anybody else?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you all for coming out to help us return our city to that greatness. Natasha Irvin. Do I have to say my address like
this? No,
you
don't.
Oh, okay. Mr. Sarheim left, but I wanted to thank him for all that he's doing for us and for his unbiased and educated opinion. I want to tell him to continue to stay strong and don't waver from his beliefs. In spite of what was said earlier by Commissioner Santiago, the community and the residents are in support. I'm sorry. I should say that I don't want Commissioner Santiago speaking for me as a resident of Opa-locka, and I'm sure when he decides to walk the street, as he said, and the citizens are going to be in support of him, that's not true. We actually asked him to come back for citizen input, but I guess he didn't make it. I don't want Commissioner Santiago speaking for me any day of the week. I'm sorry. And I must say that as far as he said that the city manager isn't friendly with the commissioners and all of that stuff, that should be actually placed on live.com. She's friendly with her, extremely friendly with her three votes. I think that you all have been here long enough to see what really goes on in this city, and I think that at some point it has to stop. It has to. And I have faith that you all will make it happen. And I'm going to walk away by saying to you guys, Proverbs 29:16, read it.
Good afternoon. My name is Matthew Pigott, and I'm coming here just to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time and investing the time to help us clean the city up. And go through looking at the schedule and reading what's been going on. I know it's a heck of a lot, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to help us sort this out. So thank you.
Thank you.
One of the issues that we really facing is nobody's respecting anybody. Every month we go through the same situation with staff, policemen, everybody. And it is favorable where a great city manager, not our city manager, but a great city manager does do everything that the three votes say. It's not even a situation where it's thought about. UWS, that came in because Carleon Teller works for UWS, which is Myra Teller's son. So even if they would have got a better bid from whomever, it wasn't going to happen. That's first of all. We keep complaining about finances and money and all these different things, but they just voted last night to give their city manager $125,000. In fact, she only asked for 104, and they felt the need, the three students felt the need to give her an extra $22,000. We have problems in this great city of Opa-locka. It's not just today. It's not going to be tomorrow. By the grace of God, we're going to keep praying on it. Election time, we get new faces and new rules, and we can get all this mob out of Opa-locka, and it's going to make a better future.
Anyone else? Okay. I believe we are at the end of our agenda. I want to thank everyone for all their hard work, for being here today. I want to thank the public for your support, for your candid remarks. I want to thank the mayor for sticking it out with us. And the city manager and Charmaine for all of your hard work and working with us. I know that this is a tedious effort, and our meetings are quite long. But it's important to us. It's important to the city of Opa-locka to try to help you. It's important in the bottom of our hearts to help the city return to its glorious state. And appreciate all the work of the Financial Emergency Board, and look forward to getting with everyone on our next meeting. And have a good day, and I guess we are adjourned.
Thank you.
So moved. Second in. Thank you.